AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a lot of uncertainty among Republicans in the House over who will be the next speaker. The considered frontrunner says he doesn't want the job. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy was expected to easily win his party's nomination to run for speaker. Instead, he withdrew from the race.
I think I shocked some of you, huh?
McCarthy's reason?
For us to unite, we probably need a fresh face.
A tacit acknowledgement he wouldn't get the 218 votes needed to be speaker. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz is still running for speaker.
Absolutely stunned. Did not see that coming.
He acknowledged the GOP is splintered.
We need to find somebody that our whole body can unite behind.
There's no timetable yet for a new GOP meeting to choose a candidate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Floodwaters are rising in South Carolina along the Atlantic coast. Governor Nikki Haley is telling people living in those areas to get out.
I know the sun is shining and the wind's not blowing and the rain isn't coming down, but the floods are. And you are going to see that not only does the water rise, but it will rise and stay for up to 12 days.
Haley called the expected second round of flooding a different kind of bad. Airman First Class Spencer Stone, who helped stop a terror attack on a French train over the summer, was stabbed early this morning in Sacramento, California.
This incident is a very unfortunate altercation between two groups of folks who are enjoying the nightlife in Midtown Sacramento.
Deputy Police Chief Ken Bernard says there's no link to terrorism. They're looking for two suspects. Spencer Stone is in stable condition. Barbara Bird Bennett, the former CEO of Chicago Public Schools, plans to plead guilty in a corruption case linked to a $20 million no-bid contract. Minutes from the latest Fed meeting shows they were close to raising interest rates, but troubles in China led them to stay put. The Dow finished up 138 points. This is AP Radio News. Pentagon officials tell the AP as many as four of the 26 long-range cruise missiles Russia said it fired at Syria landed instead in Iran. Meantime, in Brussels, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. cannot support Russia's actions in Syria.
It will inflame and prolong the Syrian civil war. We have not and will not agree to cooperate with Russia so long as they continue to pursue this misguided strategy.
Authorities at Fort Meade in Maryland say a man who crashed a stolen car into a fence there was arrested after hiding out in a storm drain.
He probably just thought that, you know, enough time had gone by and it was safe to come out. And so he popped his head out and, you know, again, literally, it was maybe a minute or two.
Colonel Brian Foley says the man was taken into custody by police in Baltimore. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.